Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Chavav. We're holding the Mishnah at the top of the Amud, the second line. Zok the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnahs. The Mishnah begins V'kulam, and all of them Shahayu lehem Noshim, that were married Umesu, and their wives passed away Mutores linosi lehem, they are allowed to go and get married. Who is the Kulam, all of those? So says Rashi, Hechocham v'meviget v'hameid be'isha l'hasiya d'nan behen l'yichnois. And the two prior Mishnayasim that Reb Shaul learned so beautifully yesterday, we learned that there's certain individuals that because of the inyan of lazus svosayim, they should stay away from marrying particular women. Who are those individuals that we're referring to? So Rashi says one of them is the Chacham. Chacham is what we had yesterday in the Mishnah, that an Isha came to the Chacham and said, could you please be Matir Neder? I made a Neder where I am Asura Labala. And Rashi says we're talking about a situation that her husband was not Mayfair, and for some reason the Chacham felt that he could not be Matir. Since he could not be Matir, unfortunately they were stuck, and he had to give her a get. So Sol Kadaita Chamina, that perhaps the reason why he couldn't find a heter is maybe because he was interested in marrying this woman, and therefore it was for his benefit that the husband should give a get to the wife. So that's Taka says the Mishnah, Harizel Lo Yisa'ena. We don't allow this Chacham to go and marry the woman that now became the new Grusha, that people shouldn't go and say, ah, I know why he couldn't find that Pesach Harata. The first time in 85 years he couldn't find a Pesach Harata because Einav Nosan Beisha Zois, he was interested in marrying her. Therefore, Lo Yisa. We had also in the previous Mishnah what happens if a person was maybe get from Dina Siyam. He has to say Befonei Nechtam. Okay, he gave the get, and then after that, now she's a Grusha, now that she's free to marry. Hey, by the way, I'm single and you're single. Maybe we should get married. Says the Mishnah, Lizeh Lo Yichnois, Lo Yisani, he should not go and marry him. And the third case we had in the Mishnah was also Hamed Beisha. He said Eidus about a woman that her husband Nebuch passed away tragically, or Haragtiv, Haragnu, but Lamaisa, he's dead. Says the Mishnah, Vaita, Lo Yichnois, he shouldn't go and marry him. Says Bekulan, all of these aforementioned individuals that should not go and marry the new Grusha, or for that matter, the new Almana, don't marry, Lo Yichnois. Says Vaita the Mishnah, what happens if each one of them was at that time married, and then subsequently, a day later, a year later, 5 years later, unfortunately, their wives, when I say their wives, the fellow that was the chacham that was not able to be matzah the neder, or the shliach that was not, that wanted to, at least thought about getting married, when he said, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, as well as the third one that was mayid edus, that her husband passed away. Now there's been a time interval, but it's not just a time interval, but there's also been gesundheit, an intervening marriage with someone else. I made a mistake. Because Shalem Noshim, if these men that we're talking about were married, and their wives ultimately never passed away, now Mutaris Nosim, now they are allowed to go and marry the Chacham, or the maybe get, or the maid Beisha, they are allowed to go marry these women that we said in the previous Mishnais that Loi Yichnois. The what's Taka the Svara, what's the reason? So the reason is because until now, Loi Yichnois, because we thought that Chas V'Sholem, he was perhaps interested in marrying this woman, and therefore he had an ulterior motive by not being matir, or by bringing the get and saying funny nechta, funny nechta, or by being made that the husband passed away. So therefore, perhaps when they said it, it was not truthful. The chacham, he could have been matir, but he didn't want to be matir. The person made up this get. The whole get is a fraud. Maybe the person is alive and kicking, Baruch Hashem. So anyway, so we're worried about this possibility. Lo yichnos. But if subsequently if he was married, and then subsequently his wife died, so the reason why he wants to get remarried now is not because he wanted to go and be matter these women. The reason why he gets married is because Nebuch himself is an Alman. Yeah.
The two separate circumstances.
One, two separate.
His wife dying doesn't he's alone.
Yeah.
Why should it matter? If he had an incentive, mm-hmm. his wife being alive or not shouldn't mm-hmm. matter as far as his incentive. Why do we say? I understand if
he didn't kill the wife.
No,
she just died of a natural death.
How could he know she's going to die?
Right.
She was ill.
In fact, the Ritva says that if the wife happens to be deathly ill, and that he was every day thinking that perhaps in another day or two or three, that would be an exception to the rule. The Ritva Taka says that. However, if the wife is a normal, regular wife, and therefore
she dies unexpectedly,
it doesn't even have to be unexpected. It could be this is 50 years later. The Mishnah doesn't say how long it took. So yeah, what's up here?
The Hanukkah of the Zohar is that a person wouldn't take a second wife.
I see. Effect said Tveris Yisrael. That's the kasha. Tveris Yisrael. Since we're talking about before the zman of Rabbeinu Gershom, if he was really intent on marrying her, he didn't have to wait until his wife died. He could have gone and taken a second wife. Says apparently this was not the custom, even though it was permissible, it wasn't customary for people to take more than one wife, and therefore that's why the previous Mishnayos said, don't go and marry. And our Mishnah says, if he was married at the time, and then subsequently, some time interval, she passed away, and she wasn't deathly ill, and now he wants to marry. So therefore, what he was mayor with that he was not matir in previous years, had nothing to do with no ulterior motives, because he was baruch shem married.
We'll see. To be in Yivamos, so it's called cool tzaros. That normally that wasn't the case.
What do you mean?
Meaning the whole up until now, the last 25 bois, we're all doing the case of having
two wives,
having lots of tzaros.
Yeah.
But here we're assuming that the Mishnah, that people wouldn't do that.
There are lots and lots. All it takes, for instance, is the first Mishnah, the 15 Aroyas. How often does it happen that one's Chamoise would for a full time Tliyibim? All of these are theoretical situations. Avada, they could have happened. Avada, they could have happened. And in those cases where people Taka married multiple women, they had Tzaris. And Taka, Tzaris, Tzaris. And as a result, that's probably why they didn't want to get married to the second wife, because the second wife caused Tzaris.
Yeah. The whole Shas Kamat, you don't find that anybody married
except
to two wives.
They're like saying, we don't find, except for Rav and Rav Nachman, who are married serially, you don't find any Tana, I think, or Amora with two wives.
Yeah.
It
takes a lot of money.
Yeah. And it's tourists.
People are poor.
Okay.
They're called Tsars for nothing.
Yeah.
Tarfin married multiple wives because
they fell in Yemen.
No, because he wanted to he eat Truma because he was a Kohen. Tarfin made a point to marry women, so they should be mutter to be able to buy truma because truma is so cheap.
So you'd
but
be
somebody also had 12 wives. They
12 wives?
Yibim.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They fell a yibim.
Okay, good.
They 12 brothers.
Yeah. That's a different story.
I'll find you a source.
Okay, so let me get back to it. Anyway, so the Mishnah says that if they were married and subsequently the wives passed away, now I have an alman situation and I have an almana or a grusha situation, subsequently mutaris and osalem. Now, what about the other way around? The kulon shenisul acherim. Now, forget about the meyid. Forget about the chochem. Let's talk about now the women. The women now have become free from their previous marriage. Why? Because of either the get or because the husband passed away, and now they, Baruch Hashem, remarried. But unfortunately, after they remarried, once again they became either Grushois or Almanais. Again, this could have happened a day later, could have happened 20 years later. The Kulin Shinisu Lacherim and Iskarshon is Almanu, they themselves remarried and they became Giget or became Almanais, Mutaris Lanasalahem, they too would be allowed to go and marry that Chacham or the one that was maybe Get or the Mayid. So this is almost like the mirror image.
Same thing.
Same type of kavan.
How could he figure such a thing?
Exactly. But we should point out at this point, because the Gemara is going to note it shortly, notice that these women, unfortunately, are now married, or I should say they're now divorced, or almanos, they're widows now for the second time. Yeah. Why for the second time? Because we're talking about in the previous Mishnah is that as a result of the Chochem not being matir, she had to get divorced. Or as a result of the person who brought the get medina siyam, she becomes divorced. Or as a result of the person being mayid that the husband passed away, she's now an almana. What happened? She remarried. The kulin shenisu. And then after that, again, she got a get, or nebuch again, her husband passed away. So we're talking about a woman
she's
that
a
was...
Katlanis, you say.
She was already married twice and received either two gittin, or nebuch, she became almana twice. So the Gemara is going to discuss in another few lines whether this L'choyre gives her the status of a katlanis, and if it gives her the status of katlanis, why does the Mishnah say that she's allowed to go and marry one of these three that we're talking about in the prior Mishnah? She's not allowed to marry anyone, because a katlonis is chashuda nebuch to go and cause her husband's nebuch to pass away. We'll see Mechim about this anymore in another few lines. Stay tuned for the next shtickl. Now the Mishnah continues on, the kulon mutaris of neyim oil achem. Again, these three people that we spoke about, the chacham who was not matir, or the aid was the person that was made that Nebuch, her husband, passed away, or the one was maybe get medina sayam. So we said in the previous Mishnayos, they should not marry these women. What happens if their children want to marry the woman? Yes, butl of name, the son of that chacham, of that aid, or the brother, yeah, they can all get married, that's not a problem. We'll see in the Gemara why I would have thought that there is a problem. We'll see in Mitchum as we get to the Gemara. So we start again the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, the kulun shahayu lehem noshim umesu mutaris inosin lehem, that if these individuals, again, the chacham, or the maybe get, or the maid, they were married, the wife, Nebuch, passed away, and now this fellow, Nebuch, is now an alman, oh, now he's allowed to go and marry these women. So Timara, Mesu in this Kashaloi, the Mishnah could have given two examples. Vikushalem Noshim Mesu, or Hailem Noshim Minizgarshu. Why does it only say Mesu? The Chayda is very, very simple. Because why were these women Nizgarshu? It's because the husband gave them a get. Oh, so if anything, instead of being that Hitaka wasn't interested, he had no ulterior motive, the fact that he gave a get would almost give you a rubber stamp.
A glaim of Dovich.
It shows you that, in fact, that was the reason why he decided to go, why he gave the get, because he was taka interested in this girl in the first place. And that's why he wasn't matir, and that's why he said the aedis, blah, blah, blah.
So we haven't achieved anything.
Exactly. That's why the Mishnah Chori says Meisu instead of Nizkash. It's a very posh Nisvara. However, Omelet of Hilda of Ashi, Votani have a Braisa, Avil Nisgarshu. The exact same halacha would apply, not only Kulchen and Noshem will Mesu, but Noshem and Nisgarshu. Why? If anything, Raglaim Ledover, as Rav Pinchas said, it's a Chayra Araya Mufhekes, and he's taka interested in these women, and that's why he gave a get. Everyone like Kasha, Hoda Havik Tata, Deloy Havik Tata. Let's look at their marriage. Was their marriage rock solid? Or was it rocky? If it was a rock solid marriage, and Nebuch only now things developed, oh, that's one thing. However, if it happens to have been already for the last 10 years, people have saying that this chacham and the chucham to Nebuch have not been living as a shava b'shava. They've been lamushal separated for many years. Or you hear koilus of rukim every single morning or every single night. That things are very rocky. Ah, so that the reason why he gave the get has nothing to do with these women that he was matir, he saw edus. The reason why he gave a get is shengenokshen. 25 years, I can't live with this woman anymore. So that's in case where there was a pre-existing ketata. However, the other case of the Lehavik ketata, there was no pre-existing ketata. Everybody thought, oh, the model of marriage stability, they could write the book about how the husband is mechabed the wife and the wife is mechabed the husband. It's so wonderful, it's so charming, it's heartwarming. And all of a sudden, one day I hear, boom, he gave her a get. Oh, I know why, because 3 days ago, the chacham was matir, the isha, or because he said, hey, this Nebuch, this woman, that the husband passed away, or he brought a get. So then you put two and two together, and then you realize it has nothing to do with the prior marriage. It's because...
For care.
Yeah,
if there's
what?
Katata, yeah. Oh, so if there's katata, he has in mind to...
So why didn't he give a get for the last 20 years? Was that pink time?
Because he didn't have anybody. This now he found somebody.
Your svar is a good svar, and we'll see now if he boy say metak another pshat. Maybe because the mortaka wasn't so happy. In fact, there were no pre-existing machloikas in. So what's then the difference between two of the cases? V'loi kasha, hod the argil hu, hod the argilahi. There was no previous history of any marital discord. So what's the reason why he gave a get now? Either because he started causing trouble, or she started causing trouble. If he started causing trouble, I know why he started causing trouble. Because he wanted to go and pave the way for a get, to be able to pave the way to get married to one of these women in the previous Mishnayos. However, if he was still smiling to his wife like all the years, and he was wonderful, and he gave her jewelry, and he gave her plenty of money, and everything was happy and wonderful, but she unfortunately said she's not happy with the marriage, he's too frum, he's not frum enough, he goes late to davening, he goes too early to davening, whatever, she is argilahi, she's the one that caused the tzuris. So now Nebuch, he said, I have no choice, my wife doesn't want to live with me anymore, so he gave her a get. Oh, so that's the difference between the case of our Mishnah and the case of the Braisa. Both of them, there was no earlier ketata, no earlier history. Now he gave a get because of new events. So if he was the one that argil who, it's a simon that he had ulterior motives. He was interested in these women. But if she is the source of all of the new problems, then he's allowed to go and marry them. So this is what we touched upon in our Mishnah already earlier, that if one of these, one or more of these women, if after they remarried, now unfortunately they became again either Gerushes or Almanois, so Kasolka Daitach Misa Amisa Vegerishin Agerishin. We are going to assume that this is now the second time that her husband passed away, or the second time that she got a get. Because the Mishnah only uses the expression v'kulam shenisu v'nizgarshu oishenis almenu. So we're going to go and peg the get to a woman that was a previous gerusha, and we're going to say that the almana is referring to a woman that was a previous almana. If that's the case, so tomorrow name masit lekarevi. The Mishnah can't stim lekarevi. Di karevi Omar betray zimni havi chazaka. This is a famous machlokes throughout Chas, whether it's two times or three times it establishes a chazaka. But here we're not just talking about chazaka. Chazaka, of course, deals with karkoyas and many other issues too. Here the din of chazaka has to do with whether she gets the name of katlonis. Katlonis is a very, very pejorative term, shkoyach, a negative term, because we're saying that it's chas v'shalom, she's as if she's the murderer. We don't mean literally that she's the murderer. It means either she made his life so difficult, that's why they died, or maybe, unfortunately, this lady has such a mazel about her that anybody that marries her, unfortunately, passes on. It doesn't say clearly how, what she did. Not necessarily that she went and one night, you know, gave him some sleeping pills that he slept forever. She's a katlanis. So now the point is, Sheitachan is a Mishnah that if she was an Amana twice, how is she Amana twice? Because in the first Mishnah, in Chofei, the person was Meir that he saw that Nebuch, her husband, was Geharget. Nebuch passed away. And then she went and remarried. And now, again, stated in the Mishnah, Shinas Almanu, she became an Amana a second time. So it says in the Mishnah, okay, now that original Meir can go and marry her. Not only can he not marry her, nobody in the world should marry her because she is a katlonis. And our Mishnah says he can marry her. Is a chasiman, we reject Rebbe, and we hold like the Rabbanan that hold that you only get a cheskes katlonis after three times. So you have to add another few Mishnayos, and then if again she married again, and then she died again, oh, so then you'd have a right. But anyway, the point is that since our Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan, not like Rebbe, that's why he would be allowed to marry her after two of her husbands passed away. Or the other cases, or after two of her husbands gave a get. Where, according to Rashi, that's also an inyan of katlonis. We don't really mean katlonis in the sense of killing, but she at least killed the marriage. That, as a result of their being together, apparently it doesn't work and it cannot work, and therefore Rebbe says, it doesn't work, don't try to fix it again, don't marry her, because she's a katlonis. But we see from our Mishnah that you can get married after two times. It's a charai deloy kerebi. It's a maloy. Misa gerishin vegerishin amisa. We're not talking about that. I'm sorry?
A mix and match.
A mix and match, in a sense. Yeah. That the first time Nebuch, the husband, passed away, and the second time there was a get, or the first time the person gave a get, and the second time the person passed away. But from our Mishnah, from our Gemara's Mashu, and that's where Rashi learns Beferish, that if it would be two Mises in a row, or two Gittin in a row, according to Rebbe, she'd be a Katlonis, he wouldn't be able to marry. The top Toisis, however, rejects Rashi, and he says that the Gerishin is Agav Misa Nokad Gerishin. We only bring it in Bechti, we kind of just, it rolls with the punches with the dice. That feeling is Garisha Kamba Pa'amim, Shar Yali Nase, even if she got to get three, four, five times, you would be able to go.
But the problem of Mazal Gerishos, it proves it.
Huh?
He divorced her, the next guy divorced her. Uh-huh. So it's only us if it's
okay, good.
Is he clear?
Fine. Very good. A good terayim. But anyways, what's the point of Tois is that the katlonis means taka, a murderer. She caused his death. But when it comes to get, she never caused again. I mean, she can make life terrible and miserable. No question about it. But that's not considered to be a katlonis. Therefore, machloikas Rashi and Tois is whether you have a katlonis after two times. Or after three times. Anyway, continuing on, getting back to our Mishnah. After three times.
You get it,
Rabbi Sai. Machloek is Rashi Tois is whether there's an Inyan of Katlonis by Gittin or only by, in other words, Rav Krieg is Zuchan Levrucha. Rav Krieg, everybody, Zeh Choshe Baruch, Grace Tam Chochem. And he was the a major member of the Agudas Rabbanim, and he was the official writer of Gittin for the Agudas Rabbanim. Chas Hashem, Rachman Letzlan, somebody wanted a get, and they came to Agudas Rabbanim for Nebuch a get, he was the official writer. So people say a story, but it's probably Bederech Halotza, that he was also often a Mesadi Kedushin, and after the chup was over, he said, no, Zalzan Sam Gittin. So, which means everything should be well and should be good, but it has a double connotation as well. Zalzan Sam Gittin.
He made a living out of it.
Yeah, sure. Zugni. I mean, a grace Chushavid, a grace of Tamachoch. Anyway, and we continue on. So, continue on. The Mishnah said, the Kulan Shemutorais Livneim Oil Achem. That what? That although this fellow, again, this fellow is the one wearing one of the three hats. He's either the Chacham, or the Meviget, or the Meyed Be'ishalasi, although they are not allowed to go and marry these women because of the potential people who say ulterior motives, but their son or their brother is allowed to. Fraytimor Maishnamuho Ditnan, or Desanya. Why is it different than the following case that we have in a Braisa? Which in the Braisa? Nitan Mino Isha. What happens if there is a fellow in town that unfortunately people are saying about him that he is getting a little bit too close to Mrs. Smith? I see he visits Mrs. Smith very often, and I don't know what, maybe he's going to learning Tillim together, saying Tillim, learning Tzenerana, or maybe Chas HaShalom, there are other things going on. So he's Nitan, people are choshed him for bad things. Allah is, not only should he not marry that woman, because people will say, oh, a boyil married the woman that was Mizana, but he shouldn't go marry her mother, and he shouldn't marry the daughter, and he shouldn't marry the sister. Don't marry any of the mishpucha. So how come in our Mishnah we're saying that these women, although they cannot marry the chacham and the matir, but he can go marry the son or the brother, and there we're saying that the man that happens to be Nitam and Aisha that were choshed him, he shouldn't marry any of the Mishpucha. L'choy, the two Mishnayis are
so. What's the reason there that they give?
Everything, Mara. Noshi legabi noshi shchichon the Aslan. Gavri legabi gavri lo shchichon. The reason why this fellow married Taka, the mother, the daughter, or the sister is he has his eyes still on this particular lady on Sprinzer, right? You're not going to marry Sprinzer. No problem. I'll marry Sprinzer's daughter, I'll marry Sprinzer's mother, I'll marry Sprinzer's sister. Now, as you know, women like to go and visit their family members all the time. Daughters go to the mothers, mothers come to the daughters. Ah! So the husband will say, well, I'll go along. So every time he'll go along, and then they'll take a 15-minute break, you finish your Perek Shira now, and you tell him, and then in the meantime he's going to go with that woman to another room, and they'll discuss, of course, political matters, and perhaps other things. Anyway, so that's the reason why we say, Noshi Legabi Noshi. No. However, if this woman were to go and marry the brother or the son of the person that was made or the chacham, etc., so what are you afraid? That he's going to go and visit his son and therefore he might come to be miyachid with the woman that he had interest in? That's not noig in the world that the men go and visit their sons that often, they go visit their brothers that often, but the women are constantly visiting, coming back and forth, etc., etc. That's why by women is taka shchiach, and where noiv is, don't allow it. Gabi lo shchiach. Inami nochapshat nashid loy asron shchivosan hadodi loy kapti ahadodi. Gabri da asron shchivosan hadodi kapti ahadodi. What does all of that mean? When you have Chas HaShalom, a woman that was mizana with someone else, then she becomes asur labala. So every husband is noivis that his wife should not Chas HaShalom dilly dally or do something with other men, because chulile it might come lidechet and he'll be efkakta tzuris. He'll lose his wife. However, women, although they would like that their husbands should stick with them and not live with other women, however, worse comes to worse, if they don't, she's still married to him, even if he has been over Aveira and lived with other people. Aha, so how does that, what's the difference now between our Mishnah and the Brice over there? And our Mishnah says, the reason why it's mutter is because if the women that were the subject of the Eidus of the Chocham HaMatir, etc., now married the son, so now what happens if the father does come over to visit from time to time? The son will be very careful and he'll say to his wife, I know that my father was mati, or my father was the one that brought you the get. Do me a favor, keep distant from him. He's a wonderful person, he's a great satanic elchid, but ain't up a trump is la royis, therefore please stay away, because I don't want to lose you. If you're going to go and live with him, satan of kahakta suris. So therefore he's going to make safeguards, he'll be the shoimer, he'll make sure that there won't be a problem. over there, the case by Nitan and Neisha, what happened over there? This Choshud, who lived with, may have lived with Shprinza, now he's going to go and marry the mother or the daughter, and he's going to come for a ride, he's going to come for a visit. So the wife says, no, worst comes to worst, he lives with Shprinza. No, I'm not happy about it, but we'll still be married. So as a result, the Braisa says, that's what I'm afraid of, that mindset. Also, he should stay away, because I'm afraid that the Nashi, like Captain Adari. So that's Teretz number two. Ihochi Freitimor Oviv Nami. Let me ask you some question. Why does it say in the Mishnah, Vekulun Mutaris Livneyem Oil Achaim? Mutter to the sons, mutter to the brothers. Notice in that other Braisa, Hanitim and Isha also be Imo, Uba Bita, Uba Achoisa. So we talk about three, not only the daughter and the sister, but we also speak about the mother. So why don't we have in our Mishnah also about the father? Why are we taking the father out of the picture? Ihochi Oviv Nami. Avadi could say in our Mishnah also, Vekulun Mutaris Leavi. Yeah, it could say the father as well. What's the reason why it leaves it out? Not only in the case of a father where the son is in awe, he has tremendous respect for his father. What do we mean? Again, what's the chash in our Mishnah? I'm afraid that since he is still interested in that lady, and that lady is going to go and get married to his son, so he'll have some sort of access right of way. He can go visit his son on a frequent basis. It might come l'day chet. Ah, says the Gemara, what happens if his father went and married that person? So in such a case, the Nevada, it would be mutter, because the son would be embarrassed to come to the father and live with the father's wife. It happens to be Isser Alz. Anyway, it's what's the Erva? Because it's Aishas Ovid. Aishas Ovid. So therefore, he would be embarrassed. But besides that, he's embarrassed in front of his father to go and, you know, Chas V'Shalom, cause trouble and marital instability for his father. However, it doesn't work the same way for the son. The father, who was interested, if he had an ulterior motive to be with this woman, and now he's going to go and visit the son, so the son is going to be upset. Father, why are you here? Son, don't open your mouth. Keep quiet. Remember, I fed you and I supported you for the last 25 years. Quiet. Ah, so therefore, I might think in our Mishnah that it would be Osir Levneim, because in fact the father might come Lidei Aveira. So says Mishnah, not only in a case where you're talking about Oviv, where there I'm not nervous that they're going to come Lidei Aveira, but even the Gabi Bnei Mayachem, which I would be nervous, so the Mishnah of Akul Mataris, I'm not concerned for the reasons given previously in the Gemara, either because the husband will be careful not to allow his wife to be Mesiachet because he doesn't want to lose his wife, or like the first reason, because men don't usually go and visit other men, even family members, on the same frequency basis, on the same frequent basis as women visit their family relatives. It's Kamashula. Okay. Hanlochetzer Eishes Ochim. Begin a brand new Mishnah, but it's not so brand new because we've already had it two or three times so far. It's somewhat of a complicated case, but if you say it slowly and think about it, it's really not that complicated after all. Arbu Achim, you had four brothers. Shnayim mehem nusuim shtei achoyes. Two of the four brothers were married to two sisters. Umesu hanesuim esu achoyes. And Nebuch, let's talk about Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon were married to Ruchel and to Leah. Reuven and Shimon passed away. Ruchel and Leah now fall to Levi and Yehuda. Okay, so far so good. Hari Elu, these two, meaning Levi and Yehuda, should be choltes for lemes yabes. They should not be miyabim, the two women, but rather they should go and give chalitza. What's the reason? The Gemara is going to give two reasons. The first reason is the very easy reason. If you hold yesh zika, then each one of these two women that fall both to Levi and to Yehuda, each one of them, if he were to go and be miyabim, he would be pogea, the Eishes Zikukosai. Not Eishes. Thank you. Thank you for the correction. Achois Zikukosai. Meaning, just like we know in the Torah, there's an inyan of Achois Ishtoi. You now let her go and be married to two sisters. So, Midrabonon, you now let her be married to two Zikis. How would he be married to two Zikis? Because he is going to go and be Miyabim, one of them. But that woman that he wants to be Miyabim happens to be Achois Zikukosai. She is the sister of his Zika, and he's considered to be Ashtikel married to the Zika. So both Levi and Yehuda are considered to be Ashtikel married to both Ruchel and to Leah, and therefore, if he's going to be Miyaben either one, he is now interfering with his relationship to the other Yevama, who to whom he also has Zika, and therefore the din of Midraban and the Indian of Achoy Zikukase. The Gemara will.
You only need four, even three brothers later.
The Gemara is going to ask that. The Gemara is going to ask, why do you have to have four? Just talk about three. We're going to have that Gemara. Okay. Now, Vikim Kodmu Vikonsu. What happens if the two brothers did marry the two sisters? That is, Levi and Yehuda were Miyabim, each one respectively married now Miyabim, the two Ruchel and Leah. Yaitziu, they have to go and send them away. In other words, they have to give them a get. What's the reason why they have to give them a get? So we spoke about this a couple of days ago. Rashi said, because there is a rule that called Yevama, Shinesra Shor Achaz Al Yevama. Any time that a Yevama was usher, even for a moment, here, each one of these women were usher to the Yavam for a split moment. How? By the fact that the two women fell to Yibam.
Even though it's only the Rabban, so even, the Eishes Achter Rabban.
Exactly. So Eishes Achter Rabban, Eishes Zukosim, and Achois Isha Mid Rabban. Therefore, Yetziu, they have to go Mibayt.
Even if one gave Chalitza, and then the other one can't marry the other.
So once they were both separate.
Why can't you do that? Why not?
Just for the reason you just gave, because it was the, when they already at one point you said.
Okay. Correct, correct. Besides that, it's also an Indian of Achois Chalutzosai. Exactly. We'll mention, we'll talk more as we get into the Gemara. Okay, that the Yetzimishta Vaiter Blazer Oimer. Blazer says, in fact, it's a machlokes. Beishami Omrim Yekayim, and Beisel Omrim Yotzil. Even though Beishami also agrees lechatchila, they should not get married. But if they did get married, Yekayim, they can go and keep them. They don't have to give a divorce. Beisel Omrim Yotzil. Beisel holds like the Tanakama, that the Blazer says in the name of Beisel like the Tanakama, that Kon Mekon Tzu Yotzil. Hoisa Achas Mihen Asura Alhu Echod Isur Erva. So this is so far very, very simple. Again, you have Reuven and Shimon married to Ruchel and to Leah. So under normal circumstances, now when Reuven and Shimon pass away, Levi and Yehuda cannot be Miyabim either one because of the Zika issue. However, what happens if Levi happens to be the father of Ruchel, or the father of Leah? How could Levi be the father of Ruchel? Because Reuven was his nephew, and the nephew went and married. In other words, he had an available daughter, and he had an available brother. And I don't mean nephew. He had an available daughter, so the uncle married the niece. Again, you have Reuven. Forget about Shimon. Shimon shen gishtarim. Forget about Leah. You have Reuven has a daughter, Ruchel. Reuven married off his daughter, Ruchel, to his own brother, to Levi. And... sorry. Yeah, Levi, thank you. Levi married off his daughter to Reuven, and now unfortunately Reuven passed away, and now the former wife of Reuven, who happens to be at all times the daughter of Levi, falls now to Ibam too, Levi. Can Levi go Miyabim her Avadanish? That's what we had in our first Mishnah. That's one of the 15 Arayas. So therefore, Levi has absolutely no Zika at all to Reuven's former wife, his daughter to Ruchel. However, he does have a Zika to Leah. So therefore, he could go and be Miyabim Leah. He can't be Miyabim his daughter, but he can be Miyabim Leah.
How can Levi be the father of Ruchel, and Leah is the sister of Ruchel, and Levi have no relationship to Leah?
Different mother.
So you could have no more different mother, and also could be Bita Manu Sosai, that he was Ma'anis one, but, and then married the other. Yeah.
Didn't we say that, isn't that sort of like the co-wife thing? So now she's not... because the original woman...
They only become co-wives if they fall from the same bias. Meaning, if Reuven was married to the two, he couldn't be married to two sisters, but if he was married to one of the sisters plus a tzara, so then, just like Levi would not be able to miyabim the woman, the sister, because it's also his daughter, he also wouldn't be able to miyabim the other woman because it's a tzara. So that's the co-wives that you're talking about. Reuven. However, here you're talking about that one fell from Reuven, and one fell from Shimon, so they're not tzaras. I mean, it's never tzaras for the family. They have to go, noch alavai, noch hashiva. I mean, it's
but
not pleasant.
They live with tzaras. They never live with one husband.
Exactly, right. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah. So he said, Achas mihen asura alo echod Isur Erva, if he happens to be also to one of them. By the way, Rashi was concerned about everybody jumping up and say, how could they both be sisters and they have different fathers, and then you have to talk about different mothers and Anusa and all that. So Rashi gives a much simpler case. It was Lamushal, it was his Chamoisoi, that it was his mother-in-law. So that Reuven was the father-in-law and the mother-in-law of Levi, and then Nebuch Reuven passed away, and now the wife, who happens to be his former mother-in-law, still his mother-in-law, once a mother-in-law, always a mother-in-law, I guess, now falls Liebem to the son-in-law, to Levi, and Levi can't go and marry his mother-in-law, not that he would want to, but he's not allowed to, therefore it's an erva, so therefore she's out of the picture. Now the only one that's left is Leah, who's not related to him at all, and that makes much easier, then you don't have to worry about, but, okay, so Rashi gives Taka that much easier example of the case of Chamaisim. Okay, so therefore, so Achaz Men Asur Ala Echad Isur Erva Ruchel is also to him because of one of the 15 Arayas. His also, but of course, he's also to go and be Miyabim. That's Tava Pashit. Umutabachoisim, but now he's allowed to be Miyabim the other one because they're not Tsaris. Make him Vasheni, but the other brother also Bishtem, he remains also to both of them because neither of them is an erva to him, and therefore he cannot go and each one remains the Achoisuk Kosa like we said before, and therefore only Chotz is for the Misyabes. Right, what happens to be if the woman that falls to Levi and Tehuda, one of them is an Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha? What's the Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha? We've had already in the previous parak that an Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha was a machloikis, which one means which. But one of them means Shniois Midrabanan, and the other one means an Isser of Kahuna, which is an or, it's an Isser Lav as opposed to an Isser Kareis. So weiter, because of the fact that there's an Isser either Drabanan because of Shniois, or because it happens to be an Isser Lav, weiter it's also in Deraisa, but it's not an Isser Kareis. So therefore, if he were Miyabim her, it would be the Kedusha would be Toifis, Yibun would be okay b'diavad, but Lechatchilucha, let's say Bembis, you shouldn't go and put yourself in such a situation because you don't want to be Oyvan Isser of Shnia, and you don't want to be Oyvan Isser of Alav and Midaraisa. So therefore, let's give Chalitza, but there's no din of Yim. Now, Hoisa Achas Mehen Asura Alze, Isser Erva, Vashnia Asura Alze, Isser Erva, Ho Asura Alze Muteres Alze, Ho Asura Alze Muteres Alze, and Zuish Amra Chosh Yishavem to Oy Chalet Zay Mishim Bemis. So we have this Gemara also back on Daf Tes. What the Gemara is saying is, just like we tried to draw a picture before of Levi's relationship with Reuven was that Levi was the son-in-law, and now Reuven passed away, leaving Rachel as his mother-in-law, and therefore Levi cannot be miyabim her. You could have add on another layer of complexity where Yehuda also have been the son-in-law of Shimon and of Shimon's wife. So therefore, when now Reuven and Shimon pass away, you have two sisters and also two mothers-in-law that are falling Liyibam Zika to Levi and Tehuda. Levi cannot go and marry Ruchel because that's his mother-in-law, but he can marry the Leah because not his mother-in-law. And Yehuda can marry Rachel, but he cannot marry Leah for the very same reason. Ah, so therefore,
doesn't fall
Yim, exactly, because it's an erva. So that's what the Mishnah is just saying. Achaz mehen usur al zeh is erva. Vashli usur al zeh is erva. Who usur al zeh mutar al zeh. Rachel, who's usur to Levi, can go and marry Yehuda. Levi, who's usur to Yehuda, can go and marry Levi. Usur al zeh mutar al zeh. So Yishamim, that's what we said. Achaz kishivemta. When you have two sisters, one of them happens to be the Avama, where you have a situation like we just described, that if it happens to be that one of the two is an Issa Erva, so therefore the Issa Erva doesn't fully Yibam, so the remaining sister, now we can do Yibam or Chalitza. Now if you remember in Daf Tes, the Gemara said that Tani Reb Chia, that by all 15 women in the first Mishnah, you can find such a case, that this should be Bita and Bita, and this should be Achoysa and Achoysa, this should be the Chamoysa and Chamoysa, and if you remember, there was a long, long Rashi that went into Yachzel and Tanachsh and all of Mina Naaman, how you figure out the 15 cases were each and every one of them. Okay, anyway, getting back to Agamemnon. We start off the Mishnah, we said that if you have the two women there, Choltz of Lemis Yabais, and we said the reason is L'chari because of Zika and Achoysu Kukosei. Ishmamin Oyej Zika, L'chari have a clear right from a Mishnah that there's an Inyan of Zika. The Iain Zika, if there's no Zika, Mechti, Hani Mitrei Bati Ko Asyan, each one comes from a separate bias, meaning one's Eishas Reuven, one's Eishas Shimon, Haile Yam Mechod, Haile Yam Mechod. It's a beautiful, beautiful marriage made in heaven. Levi will marry Ruchel, Yehuda will marry Leah, and Shalom Yisrael. What's the problem? The only problem is Achoy Ziku Kasa. If you hold Ein Zika, there's no Achoy Ziku Kasa. It's fine. Every morning, not loyal, Meim Loch, Ein Zika. Mishnah de Kasava, our Mishnah holds another reason. The other reason is Osalavatal Mitzvah Sivamen. Now, what means Osalavatal Mitzvah Sivamen? We don't want to bring on a situation where one of the women, meaning the second of the two, might become free without the benefit of either Yibum or Chalitza. What do you mean? So Tima, I'll explain to you. Dilma Adam Yabim Chad Mayis Idach V'Kamavatel Mitzvah Yibamim. Meaning that if, in fact, we knew for sure that Levi and Yehuda are both going to have Arichas Yomim Vishonim, there's no problem in Levi marrying the Eishes Reuven, meaning Rachel. No problem with Yehuda going and marrying the Eishes Shimon, who's Leah. No problem, because there's no Zika. No problem. What I'm concerned about is that maybe Levi is going to Miyabim the first one. Who's the first one? Rachel. And now it's Yehuda's turn. He's going to go and supposed to be Miyabim Leah. Yehuda was so full of energy and excitement, and oh boy, I'm going to have a big mitzvah now. His exhilaration got to the point that Nebuch he went into cardiac arrest, and Nebuch he passed away. So now that he passed away, what happens to the Eishes Shimon? Okay, so let's go and say that Levi should go and be miyabim. He certainly can't be miyabim because this would be a real achois ishto. He's already been miyabim the Eishes Reuven, right? He already married. He was miyabim Ruchel. Were he to go and now be miyabim Leah, he'd now be married to two sisters. Avadanish. Okay, so go and give chalitza. There is no chalitza anymore for this woman because since it's taka achois ishtoi, so she's an erva. The second one is an erva, so therefore she goes out free. Ay ay ay! This woman was supposed to have the mitzvah of either yibum or chalitza, and she has nothing. We don't want him in mavatal mitzvah siva. Okay, so 1 minute, 1 minute. So what's the takana? So in the Mishnah, I'll tell you. Don't allow Levi to go with miyabim, but rather Levi should go and give first. He should go and do a chalitza. Now, what would happen, and what should Yehuda do? He should also do a chalitza in the second one. So he's saying, well, but maybe Yehuda's going to be so energetic, so exhilarated, he's got a cardiac arrest before the chalitza. No, because worst comes to worst, comes to worst, if chas v'shalom he passes away, Levi will do a second chalitza. Levi will do a chalitza for Eishes Reuven, for Ruchel, and afterwards he'll do for Leah. It's achois chalutzos. Achois chalutzos is only if he would be miyabim. He's going to be chalitza, and go do chalitza to 50 women. It's not a problem. So but that's why.
Why would you have a key of chalitza the second one? If
it's a different time.
What do you mean?
Meaning,
why would he? Why wouldn't he? What's your shaila?
He had two brothers.
Right, Reuven and Shimon died, and Levi Yehuda are still around, and now the Mishnah says they should be chaltzois. Lamasa, if Levi wanted to, he could give chalitza to both. But Mistama, each one is a generous brother. I'll do one mitzvah, and you get the other mitzvah. I'm not going to take both koyin and maftir. I'll take koyin, you get maftir. So one takes Eishes Reuven, the other will take Eishes Shimon. So now, also, let's go do Yibam. There's no din of Zika. The problem is, Levi's going to take the first one. Yehuda's going to be ready to take the second one. Yehuda might pass away. Of course, it's a remote chash. It's probably like a... Who would hold that way?
Rameir,
probably. Yeah, good. Stamish is Rameir. So it would be Choshe Lemiyuta. But I might say it could happen. So if it could happen under these circumstances, the first one's Yibam, the first one. And the second one wants to be Yibam, the second one. If the second one dies, then the second woman will go free without Yibam or Chalitza, because Levi cannot be Miyabim, it's Achois Ishtoi, and he can't even do Chalitza, because Alt Achois Ishtoi is the Chan Erva, she's Potter, like our first Mishnah, Masechta,
that
she's totally
Potter. So, Mevatel the Mitzvah of Yibim, for the sake of being not being Mevatel the Mitzvah of Chalitza?
So not that we're Mevatel it, we say don't use the Yibim option, rather use the Chalitza option.
The Yibim option is clearly superior, because we show the Chalitza.
You're right, with the Chum we're concerned, and again, to us, it sounds like a vayt chash, a remote chash, but it could be the reason why the Chum held that this is a possible chash is, remember, two out of the four brothers died already. So there is some something.
Rebbe, there's a chazaka in play.
Exactly, and even without Rebbe, this seems to be some sort of spell on this mishpucha never chachmul etzlan that people are dying early. Remember, we're not talking about that they died at the age of 119 because she can't even have children at that time. We're talking about that the woman is still royal leilit. Anyway, so bottom line is, Dr. Gemara Dama B'Yad B'Chad Ma'isidach Umavatu B'Tziyavam, and therefore we said, go and do chalitza, don't do yibam.
I don't want to be contentious, but
no,
very
you
often,
never asked that a problem.
Very
yeah.
often the Gemara takes misla shchiach, and we see it many times.
Almost done. Nochnish. Speiti mari hachi. Now we get to Barry's question. I'm going to get to Pinchas's point. Speiti mari hachi. Tulasa nami. Why does our Mishnah have to go make a complicated case of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda? Make Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven and Shimon had two wives. Reuven and Shimon, and the two wives were sisters. Yeah. Reuven and Shimon passed away. And now the two wives fall not to Levi and Yehuda, just to Levi. And our Mishnah would go and tell us that he should not be miyabing one of the two and give the other one chalitza. Why not? For the same reason. Either because if you hold Yezika, he cannot be miyam either one because each one would be achoy
ziku
kasai. And if you don't hold the din of Zika, if he's going to go miyabim the first one, would he be able to miyabim the second one?
No,
because it would be achoy sishta. Could he go and give chalitza to the second one?
Pater.
Also pater because achoy sishta is pater. So ibazoi, why do you have to go make complicated with four? Make it with three brothers. Good to catch. That was your kasha in the Mishnah. Yachet losa nami. Loim boy come in. Loim boy it losa. In the case of three, you're certainly going to be mevatel if you're going to allow Levi to be miyabim one of the two. Then the second one is certainly going to go out free as a bird without the benefit of yibum or chalitza. Because achoy sishta, you cannot possibly go and marry both of them. So therefore, avad and avad, in such a case, I am noivis, and therefore I would say, go and do chalitza and don't you yibum. However, Avil Dalid, when you're talking about four brothers, Lamisa Lechashin, I would say, come on, give me a break. Like Reb Pincha said, Agan Shas, we all Lamisa Lechashin, we're not nervous about Misa.
Misa
Lechashin, exactly. Because Lechashin, we're not Choshish. So while Pinkta over here would be Choshish. So I might think if the Mishnah only said three, if you're talking about a case of four, I would say, sure, let Levi go and marry Eishes Ruvain, let Yuda go and marry Eishes Shimon, and Sholem Yisrael, both of them do Yibim, Yel Gvaldiga. Oh, maybe Yehuda might pass away. When's he going to pass away? Before he has a chance to mach even right now, you don't have a chance to pass away. He's so nervous about it. I would think that this is such a double shchiach that I shouldn't be nervous. Kamashul the mission 9, I am nervous, and therefore don't allow the first one to do yibam, because then the second one might get stuck. Not stuck that you can't get married. Of course you can get married. But she'll be stuck that she will have lost this possibility of yibam or chalitza. Frey Timaro, we only spoke about three and four. What about five? Ihochi, what about the Shinami? Why don't we go and say the same cheshma by five brothers? You start off Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda.
Three sisters?
Only two sisters. Three sisters we're going to get to later. You're one step ahead of us. You have five brothers. Who do you want to call after Yehuda? Yisuchar, you want Yisuchar? Okay, fine. So we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisuchar. And again, Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Ruchel and Leah. And Reuven and Shimon passed away. And Ruchel and Leah now fall even. Okay, so what should we say now? Okay, so based on our Mishnah said that don't give Yibim, only do Chalitza. Now, what's the reason why you can't do Yibim? Because if Levi is going to be Miyabim, Ruchel, and now this second woman is going to fall Yibim to Yehuda, and in our case, Yehuda and Yisuchar, so go and be Miyabim. Yeah, but what happens if Chas Hashem Yehuda passes away? Then we'll be Mevatel Mitzvah Yivavim, because as far as Levi is concerned, Achoy Zishta. So you're going to go and say, yeah, but Yisuchar can still be Miyabim.
Spare brother here.
It's another brother. What happens if Chas Hashem? Both of them were to go and pass away. Oh, he says, invited to this. So again, Leah will go free without having had Yibam or Chalitza. So why didn't our Mishnah give that case of even a five brothers? And we're going to have to say that two brothers passed away. In other words, not that they actually did pass away, but the reason why we paskin do Chalitza and not Yibam is because I'm choishish that perhaps the two, Yehuda and Yisuchar, will both pass away. And so after Levi was Miyabim Ruchel, then Leah will go away scot-free without the benefit of Yibam or Chalitza. So why don't we talk about five? The Timur, I'll tell you why. Let me see the trailer, Chashin, and even our Mishnah that's noivis, that Yehuda master will pass away, is not noivis that Yehuda and Yisuchar will both pass away.
It's curious because Reuven and Shimon both passed away.
Right.
So I'm worried about one, but not worried about two.
Anything can happen.
Lightning doesn't strike twice, they say.
So bottom line is, if in fact...
The world.
The Gemara says it?
No.
Somebody said it. Okay, you look it up afterwards. Okay. You Google the expression. But anyways, the bottom line is, if in fact there were five brothers, then we would allow two of the brothers to miyabim the two sisters, because I'm not concerned that the second brother will pass away, because if he passed away, I still have Yisuch, I have a replacement, a substitute brother. Maybe the substitute will never hold to pass away, as a vayit loy chashina.
But if you hold Zika, Yesh Zika, then all this would still be also.
If you hold, this would all go only according to the second man, Yama, and Zika. Stim, yeah, you're 100% right. Very good. So the rabbi, all the Ihochi, the Gemara was asking, Ihochi, according to that second man, Yama. Einachem. Amar Rav Barafuna, Amar Rav. Sholosh Achoyos Yevomois, Shenoflu Lefnei, Shnei Achen Yevomen. Aha. We're starting in Taka with five brothers. Five brothers. 3, 4, and 5, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. And three of them, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, married three sisters. Wow, can you imagine? Three brothers married three sisters. And guess what happened? Unfortunately, all three brothers passed away. This is Shana Chazaka, even according to Rabbanan, not only according to Rabbi. All three passed away. And now you have the three falling Leibim to the two remaining brothers, Yehuda and Yisachar. Right? Because Levi Nebuchadnezzar passed away in our case. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, so you have no Yehuda and Yisachar. So what happened? Sholosh Achoyos Yevomim Shenaflu Lefnei Shnei Achim. Yevamin, Zech Choylis Achas. This one gives, meaning Yehuda will give a chalitza to Rochel. We didn't name the third woman. Shpinza. Okay, fine. Shpinza. The Shpinza was a chashuda before. Okay.
No,
anyway,
she's
very much. It's really wasn't so much Shpinza. It was really the man that was the chochem that we was good. Okay. So good. So she's taught. Anyway, so back now to Rochelaya and to Shpinza. So now we're going to have Yehuda will give a chalitza to Rochel. Yisuchah will give a chalitza to Leah. Now what happens with Shpinza? What do I am, sir? Oh, Zuktohid. Now this is Rav speaking. I'm Rav. I have an Aitza. The Emtsuas. Emtsuas means the third one. Rashi says Emtsuas doesn't mean Dafka, the middle one. It means the third one. Three chalitza b'shneim, both of them together, doesn't have to be mamish simultaneously, but both of them should go and give a chalitza to the third one. I don't understand why both of them. After all, in theory, one can go and give chalitza of all three. So why you have to have the both of them together? What's going on? So now, what's this?
It's still a mitzvah.
Yeah, okay.
They both have the mitzvah.
So why did you say the mitzvah on the Rochel and Leah too?
Because they can marry.
Each one will be able to remarry after they get their chalitza.
They can't marry two of the sisters. They can only marry one, because the other one becomes an erva.
Okay, after they married.
So they
right?
did the chalitza first to one, and then they both could marry one of the remaining sisters.
No.
That's
the
first
case.
Once you get rid of one, you still have the first case. What's that?
Are you all nervous? Yeah, everybody jumping on you?
Yeah.
don't feel bad. They jumped to me already a few times this morning. Anyway, Achoy Chalutzosei, the sister of his Chalutze, he already gave. Anyway, but Lamaisa, you do Chalitza, because Achoy Chalutzosei is Rabbanan, so you do Chalitza. However, you have to have a combination of both of them giving Chalitza to the third woman, the third sister.
Why not just one?
Let's see. It's Omele Rabba. So now Rabba says to Rabba Barafuna, in the name of Rab, and he says, "Midaka amris emtoyis tzricha chalitza mishneim." It must be because savris yesh zika. It must be that Rab must hold that there is a din of zika. V'havila chalitza pesula, v'chalitza pesula tzarech lachzer al kol achim. Very interesting svara. He holds that there is zika, therefore it's a chalitza pesula. Now what does he mean by a chalitza pesula? When he means he potter. No, you're doing fine. Chalitza Psula, Rashi says, is as if the Gemara would say Chalitza Gerua. It's only a second class Chalitza. It's not a first class Chalitza. It's a Shvacha Chalitza. Why the Shvacha Chalitza? So Rashi says, because if the two brothers, either one of them, would want to Mimiyabim, the third sister, they wouldn't be able to go Mimiyabim. Why not? As we said before, because it's a Chois Chalutzosai. Can't go and Mimiyabim. Aha. So therefore, so go and do Chalitza. A person that cannot do Yibam, but rather we're in authorizing him to do Chalitza, his power already has worn down.
Because who was
it? That's the Gemara's Kasha. But before we get to the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara is saying is, vis-a-vis number three, since neither of the two can go and be Miyabim, so they're not a Yovim with a capital Yud coming to the table, if but a Yovim, you're a Shvach Yovim, you can't be Miyabim. I can only do Chalitza, so therefore it's considered to be like a second class Yovam, and therefore his chalitza is a second class chalitza. I don't want you to think I'm making this up. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi, 7-8 lines from the top. You see Rashi, 8 lines from the top of the Amud, 6 lines on top. Midika amris tzricha chalitza mishneim, because sabras yezika, vihavila chalitza psula, chalitza psula tzricha lachzer. What does that mean? Kalayman. Midika amris tzricha chalitza mishneim, since you're telling me that wife number 3, the third sister, Sprinza, needs from both Yehuda and Yisachar, because sabras, obviously you hold alima mitzvahs, zikas yevamin, that the zika over here is very strong, lemir mi atravayu, that it falls on both of them, Yehuda and Yisachar, v'ha chalitza al korchach, chalitza psulehi. This chalitza that either one or both of them are going to give is going to be a chalitza psula. Why? What does that mean? Kaloimar, gerua, it's going to be an inferior chalitza. Please do me a favor. It's going to be an inferior, nothing happening. It's an inferior one. Why? Shimratzali yabim any yachal. What happens if he says, I would like to go and be miyabim this third sister? I can't.
But he couldn't even, before the first two were
you're asking the same thing should apply to the first two as well. So that, Rapinchas asked, Rabbi Yoin asked, and the Gemara asked, it's a mamish. The Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. We haven't gotten to the end of the teretz yet. So the Gemara says the reason is because lam nochmul kaloimar. When we say psula, we don't mean it's possible. We mean it's gerua. It's an inferior. It's a second class. Shemrotzli yabim any yochel. If you would want to marry, cannot. Achois chalutzasihi hilchach lav ma'al yasihi. So therefore, both his koyach to be meyabim is shvach, and therefore his koyach of chalitz is also ogishvach. It's weakened. That's why it's called gerua. And therefore, tzrichalavsa kulon like mifka zika to tervayu bechalitza dechada mishum de alima zika. The zika is stronger than each one of their individual koyach to give chalitza. They are weakened in their ability to give chalitza because they cannot do yibam. So therefore, if only Yehuda would give chalitza, then the zika would not go off from Yisuchar. If only Yisuchar would do chalitza, the zika would not go off from Yehuda. If both them together, then it goes on.
Why don't we say the opposite, that the zika is weak because they're sisters, and the zika is interfering with each other.
Why don't we say all three need chalitza from both then?
That's a kasha that you were asking before in a different form. Freit yetzimar ihachi kamaisa nami. The same thing should apply to the first two as well. Why to the first two as well? Could either of the two, meaning Yehuda or Yisachar, could they be miyabim any of the three? If we hold yezika, they cannot marry any of them because each one of them is achois zikukasai. It's not achois chalutzasai, but it's achois zikukasai. So they cannot marry either Ruchel, Leah, or Sprinza. So then for all three of them, you should have to have Yehuda and Yisachar, right? The Tribune, that's your kasha.
Six
chalitzas, two per.
Why do we say that? Because they can't do Yibam, the chalitza is weakened. And all the way in the beginning of the Gemara, we said that in the case...
Yeah.
Sorry, in the beginning of the Masechta, we said that in a case where they can't do Yibam, then they should go and do chalitza. That's specifically why it says chalitza first and Yibam.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a commandment. Why would it be weaker? You're doing it to take care of all ends.
Yeah, no, you're masking. But that's talking about a normal, regular Yavam with a regular Yavama. If they can do Yibam, Gibaldik. If they can't do Yibam, not because they are not permitted to do it, because he doesn't want to or she doesn't want to, for whatever reason, they're not happy with each other. They know each other for many years. They've been brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law for many years. I don't know how my brother was able to last 20 years with that woman. I know why he passed away prematurely. I know. I don't want to have anything to do with her. I was against the shidduch at the very first moment when I met her at the vart. I was very upset about it. I'm not interested. Try it. So they're not going to do yibam. So what did Tzari say? You don't want to do?
Do you do
chalitza. But here we're talking about that they're prohibited to go and do yibam because of either achoy chalutzosai or because of achoy zikukosai. As a result, if he's not able to do, halachically he's not able to go and do the yibam, so therefore our Gemara, he doesn't have that koyach and authority. So we're saying that not only is his yibam koyach weakened, but his parallel koyach to do chalitza is also weakened. And therefore each one on his own cannot do a full-fledged 100% chalitza, only a 90% chalitza.
What's the reason? How does the chalitza help in a case where the yibam is never in the question? never allowed anyway. So why does he
in
even
in
have
fact,
to
in the first Mishnah, when we're talking about right. the 15 Aroyas, he didn't even have to do Chalitza. They were potter. Since Yibam was prohibited,
there's no Zika, no Chalitza, no Yibam, nothing, zero Gunish.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between, in this, is this scenario seems like it's talking, only we're concerned about Achos Zikosi as opposed to Achos Chalitzosi?
Yeah, I mean, that's the kasha now on the first one. When you're only talking about the third one, you say that the reason why it's shvach, that it's chalitza psula, it's chalitza grua, because they cannot be miyam, because it's achoyz chalutzasai. So for Timara, don't only talk about the third one, achoyz chalutzasai, it's no longer achoyz zikukasai, because the zikas of the first two have gone away, they already nifka because of the chalitza, but let's talk about the first two women, that how can the chalitza of one of them help for either one, after all, since they were not able to be miyabim, because each one was achoyz zikukasai, so the same svara, then they're Koyach to do chalitza is also shvach, it's also weakened. So each one of them should require both Yehud and Yisachar to give chalitza to all three. That's your kasha. Six chalitzas in total. Yehoch kamaisanami. Everything Gemara, if they would all fall at the same time. Now Rashi says, we're not talking about that all three brothers died in a chas v'shalom, a car accident or a plane. We just mean that none of them did Yibam or Chalitza yet. In such a case, I would agree that all three would have, not all three, all two brothers would have to go and do Chalitza for all three sisters. Look quickly at the Rashi. Bebas achas, Rashi about five lines before the wide lines. Bebas achas, kloima. In Baulach Lloyds Keachas, Shlohi speak a Horishoina Lach Lloyds, Achenovla Gamashnia, Vihashlishes. In other words, only Reuven passed away. Ashes Reuven was up for grabs to Yehud and Yisachar. One of them intended to do either Yim Chalitza. Before he had a chance to do it, unfortunately, Shimon also passed away. And now I have a second one. And before he had a chance to do anything with her, Nebuch, Levi, also passed away. Now I have the Shnina Shlishes. Now they're both, all three of them together. Hachanami, in such a case, the Kulin Tzvichas Lachzar Kolachin. And Hachanami, you'd have to have both Yehuda and Yisachar, because none of the three have we done anything yet. And each one, I cannot be Miyam, any of them, because if I hold Yezika, then they're all Achoy Ziku Kosais. Therefore, we'd have to have Taka six altogether. Each one of the two brothers would have to do three separate chalitzas.
So, just a little, because if you say ein zika, yeah. What would the scenario be?
No, I think Mar says only because Sabbath yesh zika. Ein acham, then this whole this wouldn't apply. The only reason is because of yesh zika. If you hold ein zika, then you would not. You'd still have to have chalitzas when it's yabmais, because the Gemara said I'm worried about the chashash right. of mivatul mitzvah yavamin. But the third one, either one of them can go and do a full fledged chalitza. I don't say this chalitza grua, because the whole chalitza is grua is because there's a full-fledged 100% Zika, and this fellow cannot do Yibam, therefore he cannot do a proper Chalitza. The improper, or the nine. On, or the one, that's not really improper, inferior. But the 90, but the inferior, oh, the inferior, the weakened Chalitza can't take away this big Zika with a capital Z and a capital Z. But if you hold Ein Zika, so the Zika is hold a Shvacha Zika. So just like you have a Shvacha Chalitza, you have a Shvacha Zika, you know, Matzah Minas Minoy, and it's not a problem. So it's only Kodem on Yesh Zika.
But with Ein Zika, he also can't marry. Nobody can be Miyavim, the third sister, because
you only need Chalitza from one, not from both.
So therefore, it should also be a Chalitza Grua.
Fine, but you only need one. But you don't need two Chalitzas. You only need one Chalitza. The reason why it's Chalitza Grua is because it's a weakened Chalitza vis-a-vis this big Zika. But if the Zika is also Shvach, because the man the Yama holds Ein Zika, okay, Ein Zika, Chalitza Psula, so then
cleans it out.
It cleans it, then it's not a problem. Zog Tigmar Nachlo. If all three of them are available for chalitza at the same time, because nobody did anything yet, you're right, then we'd have to have both brothers doing chalitza for all three. It's talking about that there was, they happened seriatim, they happened in the series. That what? First, Reuven passed away, leaving over his wife for, at that time, four brothers, Shimon, Levi, Yehud, and Yisachar. Apparently, Shimon and Levi had some sort of premonition what's going to happen. So what happened? So Yehuda went and did Chalitza for the Eishes Reuven. So Nachman. Reuven has different names here. So the first Chalitza was done not by Yehuda, but done by Reuven. Fine. Nof l'idach, now when the second wife passes away, chalitza l'shimon, then Shimon does chalitza. No problem. Now, nof l'idach, when the third one passes away, so now, remember, there were five brothers altogether. There are only two brothers who are left. So, who can now do chalitza for the third one? Now, so you can tell me, there's no zika. There is a zika. Because they were not miyabim any of those women. So the only thing is, they cannot be miyam the third one either, because it's achoyz chalutzah, so it can't be miyam. If they can't be miyam, okay, so do chalitza. They can't do chalitza because the chalitza would be a chalitza psula or a chalitza gerua. Because since this fellow doesn't have the koyach to go and be miyabim, so he doesn't have the koyach to do a full-fledged chalitza. In such a case, chalitz lahai mifkezi kosoi, when one brother now does chalitza, he'll take the zik away from himself. Chalitz lahai mifkezi kosoi, then the other one will take away from himself. In other words, neither one's chalitza is strong enough to free the other guy's zika. My zika, I'll take care of, because the maximum that I can do is chalitza. So I did it. I'm finished. However, that didn't free my brother from his zika. So he has to go and do a chalitza of his zika. So each one does for his own. And then the combination of the two, the zika goes away totally.
So the chalitza in this case is relative to the man, not relative to the woman. When there's when you have a chalitza, it frees the woman.
Right.
It targets the woman. Yeah. Here it's basically just removing the link to the man.
Yeah, well, it's both, but the emphasis, as you say, is vis-a-vis the man. That's correct. I mean, after all, you agree that the chalitza is going to free her up, and she'll be able to remarry, right? So the zika is about both. Anyway, so the Gemara until now was Rav, and Rav said, obviously, yesh zika. That's what the Gemara said. Chasav is yesh zika. Frank Mohammed Rav ain't zika. Back on Daf Yedzayin, we had a machloikis between Rav Huna, Omer Rav, and Rav Yehuda. And I'm sure Barry will remember, the Gemara asked, who does Rav Yehuda say the Aloch in the name of? Is he saying the name of Rav or Shmuel? And the Gemara said,
his name of Rav, because Shmuel is
exactly.
Shmuel and Rav Shimon were
Yeshzik. Shin Shin. Exactly. Shin Shin. Fine. So ultimately, Mar said, if Yehuda holds Taka like Shmuel, why don't we go and say that both Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda are arguing as to what their Rebbe Rav said? Mar said, if I have Rav saying clearly Einzik, and I have Shmuel clearly saying Yeshzik, why should I make a machloikas talmidim of what their Rebbe said? Rather have he holds like
Rav. Then we
had a Bryson that supported it. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, and there wasn't a Bryson, the Gemara said, one man, the Yama had taka girsa that was reviewed on Mishmul. But getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara now says, Nochmul, but Rav said, Ein Zika. Says, Gemara, the Divriya, Oime Ye Zika, Oka Omar. When Rav said his aloha, Omer Rabba Baravuna, Omer Rav, Sholosh Achoyes, what's the aloha, and Toyes, Sri Chalitza Mishneim? Not that I hold that way, but according to my colleague Shmuel and all those Kavase that hold Ye Zika, according to them, the aloha would be that the third one is required to have a double whammy, a double Chalitza from both Yisachar and from Yehuda, Yehuda and Yisachar. Why? Because each one of them, you have a strong Zika, you have a Shvacha Chalitza. The Shvacha Chalitza won't remove the strong Zika, so both of them have to do it together to remove it. So it says, it's only according to the Vayim Yeshik, according to Mirab, it's not a problem. Ushmul Amar. So now Shmuel is the one that holds Yeshik. Amar Echad Chulitz Likulan. One can go and be Chulitz to all three of them.
Maybe he's saying it according to Rav.
No, well, let's see. Shmuel says that one of the remaining two brothers can give a chalitza to all three women. So now it would seem that Shmuel doesn't hold of the svara of chalitza psula, a chalitza grua, that he holds, I can't do yibim, but I can still do chalitza. I have no problem. So I'll do chalitza for her, you know. What's the problem? Oh, but frankly, one of the Shemin Levi Shmuel, the Omer Chalitza Ma'aliyah Binan. However, in another case, which we're going to discuss in a moment, we find that Shmuel holds that you do have to have a Chalitza Ma'aliyah. In other words, not a Chalitza Grua or Psula. Where do we find the Shmuel? The Omer Shmuel. Cholas Li'achoyos, Lo'niftaru Tzarois. Now, what is this case all talking about? So let's look at the top Rashi. The Cholas Li'achoyos. Shtei Achoyos, Shenoflu Lefonov Mishnei. Achim, you have one Yavam, there are two Achoyes, two sisters that fell to him. In other words, originally three brothers, two brothers passed away, two are falling now to Yibim to him. And besides the two Achoyes, the Kol Achas Tzarasa Ima, and each one has a Tzara. So in other words, there are four women falling now to Levi. Two of them were married to Uve, two of them were married to Shimon, one and one were sisters. Now you have four falling now to Levi. What should we do in this situation? Says Shmuel, if he has to do something to remove the Zika from the two women. Ah, so put the tzaras aside just for a short moment. We have now the two sisters. He'll go and do a chalitza for each one of them. He's not going to go and be miyam either one, because Shmuel holds the Zika. If he's miyam, he has a problem of achoy ziku kosoi. And not only that, after he's miyabim, even if he goes and wanted to go and do chalitza for the first one, and then be miyabim the second one, then she would not only be achoy ziku kosoi, she would be achoy chalutzosoi. So, Avadi can't be miyabim. So he has to go and do chalitza. Zoktuch yetzti gemara, what happens if he taka gives the chalitza both to Rochel and to Leah? Loi niftu tzoreis sayan. The two tzoreis do not become potur. Why? Why not? Every time. Yeah. Whenever you have one bias and the multiple women, you do one chalitza, it's all done. What's going on over here? Hoyel, says Gemara, says Rashi. Shmuel says, V'boi li yibume loy motzi. He would not have been able to miyabim the two achoyois. Why? Because of achoy ziku kosai issues. So therefore, his koyach in giving chalitza is weakened. It becomes a chalitza psul or a chalitza grua. So therefore, the chalitza vis-a-vis the two achoyas is a second class weakened form of chalitza. It will help vis-a-vis the two achoyas, but it won't help vis-a-vis the tzorois, because the tzorois don't have an achoy ziku kosai issue. Oh, so maybe he should go and be miyabim the two tzoreis.
He should be cholitza
the two tzoreis. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Why can't he go and be miyabim the two tzoreis? Because each one of the tzoreis is not a tzora of an erva, like a tzora of an achoyz ishtoi, but it's a tzora of an achoyz zikukosoi.
It's
so
like just, an erva.
It's ke'en. It's not mamish, it's ke'en. And therefore, I'm sorry? If you are, everything is Shmuel Yeshika. I'll say Shmuel Yeshika. So now, as a result, he cannot be miyam any one of the four. But clearly, which is the more chomer dika, the two achoyes, because they're mamish achoy zikukase. The others are already one step further removed, because they're the tzara of an achoy zikukase. Zok Shmuel, instead of doing chalitza to the two achoyes, do chalitza on the two tzarais, because the chalitza vis-a-vis the to achoyes is a very shvacha. Why? Because he can't be miyabim them. So therefore, his koyach now is weakened. So his chalitz is also weakened. Ella says Rashi in the third line, Yachle de tzorois v'yiftiru achoyes.
And also he can't be miyabim.
Freitach Repinches v'yachle de tzorois na'amiyam v'boi leham miyabim. Mami, you see, if you look in between the lines, Rashi says Repinches kasha loy. Mami Freitach kasha. Just like he can't be miyabim the two achoyes, he can't be miyabim the two tzorois either. Miu. And nevertheless, Kali Sura Mishal Achoyes. Everybody who has to agree that the Isser that pertains to the Tzaris is still Shvacher than the issue, than the Isser that applies to the Achoyes.
It comes from the Achoyes.
Exactly, it's only a derivative. It's exactly right. And therefore, Hilka Av Chalitzasam Mishubachoyes Mishal Achoyes. So therefore, the Chalitza that you would give to them is still stronger than the Chalitza. It's also weakened because it's still an Isser. So if you wanted to go and give numbers, I don't know if the numbers were appropriate, but if Lagabi the Achoyes, his Chalitza would be at a 60% level. When it comes to the Tzaris, it's at an 80% level. Neither of them is stuck at the 100% level, but I'd rather have an 80% and chalitza, which will pat to the two tzaris, and then Mamel will pat to the two achoyis, who have a greater degree of isur, and therefore you only need a 60% tzara, a 60% chalitza anyway, rather than doing a 60% chalitza that will only free up the achoyis, but won't free up the tzaris. Anyway, what do I see from this Gemara? This is all fascinating, but I see very clearly that Shmuel holds that you have to have a chalitza ma'aliya b'inan. So how come in our case...
He holds what the Gemara said, but chalitza psul and everything.
He holds mamish word for word. Why did Shmuel say that if you have these three women, echad choylitz l'kulon, chas v'shalom, you should have to have the both remaining brothers do both the chalitzas just like Rav. Rav that holds ein zika, he's the one that's machayiv. You have to have both brothers. As Gemara Taka said, it's going to be yesh zika, maskil. But Shmuel that holds yesh zika should certainly hold like Rav that you should have to have both of them. One can give all three, and not a problem. How could that be? After chochum chalitzim al yebinon. So the Gemara the Amos Shmuel chalitz lachoyz linav tzur tzaroyz. Everything more heicha the kaima chalitza the shimon. chalitza kshera. See more this metalosh and kasha. Eicha the kaima chalitza shimon chalitza kshera chalitza ruven chalitza psula. If you're able to go and give a chalitza kshera, are you going to go and give an inferior chalitza? In other words, when you have these three women, why do you say that one ruven or shimon should go and give to all three? Each one has a chalitza psula character to it. So have one of them give a regular chalitza to one, and the other one should go and give a chalitza to the second one. Why is that better that the second one should give the second one? Next Rashi. Hecha de kaima chalitza de shimen, chalitza ksheira. Lachlitz de shnia, shuloi cholatz luri shoina. Meaning, if taking the Gemara's, we talk about Yudin Yisachar, but taking the Gemara's example of Reuven and Shimon, if Reuven gives a chalitza to the first woman, if he were to give a chalitza to the second woman, that would be achoyz chalutzasai. Achoyz chalutzasai is shvach. So therefore, I have a much better idea. Have the second brother, Shimon, do the chalitza, because for him it's not achoyz chalutzasai. His brother did the chalitza on the first one. So, freit the Gemara, heicho, that you can have Shimon give a chalitza ksheira. Lachlitz sishniya, shulei chalitza rishayna, chalitza reuven, chalitza psula. Bitmiya, Reuven shechalitza rishayna. Once Reuven gave chalitza to the first sister, v'hav yehaach. So now the second sister is a chos chalutzasai. V'loi chalitza ma'aliyehi. It's not as good a chalitza kiddush Shimon. The zika greatest. As far as Shimon is concerned, everything is normal because Shimon didn't do any chalitza, didn't do anything. So how could it be that Shmuel should say that one should give a chalitza across the board to all three? Reuven should have to go give the first one. Shimon should have to give the second one, and the third one, presumably, like Rav said, that both of them go together. So I don't understand what's going on. So Nachmal, hey, the kaima chalitza, the Shimon chalitza ksheira. If Shimon is able to give a chalitza, and that's a full-fledged 100% chalitza, chalitza Reuven, chalitza psula, we would allow Reuven to give an inferior chalitza. Says the Gemara, you're 100% right. My echad chalitza the kulan, that Shmuel said echad chalitza, it doesn't mean that he gives chalitza across the board to all three. Reuven gives chalitza to number one. Shimon gives chalitza to number two. But we have three yevamos over here. Oh, what we mean is, nami deka amar, aim tso is. We mean that either Reuven or Shimon should give, in addition to the one that he already gave, he should also give the sprinter to the third one. And therefore he should go and do two. Meaning that Shmuel doesn't subscribe to Rav's Eitzah of both of them giving Chalitza to one of them. He holds Einacharami, they're all Ogeshvacht, Take Emes, but I still only need one of them to go and give the Chalitza to the third one. When did Shmuel require that you have to go and give a chalitza ma'alia? That's because he was giving a chalitza to the achoyos, and we want a pata the tzarais. And we said the tzarais require a higher degree of chalitza than the achoyos, because the achoyos, after all, exactly, not achoyos is a real isur, achoyos ukukosa, but this is a tzara of achoyos ukukosa. It's so remote. Said Shmuel, don't allow an achoyos dika chalitza to pater the tzaris. But over here, we're talking about that everybody's on the same level. They know achoyos mit tzaris. You have these three women, and you have Reuven and Shimon are also exactly the same level. So after Reuven gives chalitza to Rachel, and after Shimon gives chalitza to Leah, we have Sprinzer left. It's Echad, one of the two should be chalitz the kulan. But it's not the kulan. It's really to the second one or to the third one. Why does it refer to kulan? I'm sorry.
The remaining,
the surviving one. I have a kulan comment. Kim the ruba gabei kari le kulan. It's like ruba kikulai. Once Reuven is going to do two out of three, or Shimon is going to do out of three. Hey sir, we have another two lines are done. When did Chalitza Shmuel say you have the din of Chalitza Ma'aliyah? This is the same svara that we were talking about before, that the whole kavana that Shmuel holds, you have to have Chalitza Ma'aliyah, that's only talking about achoyos mit tzarois, because there are different degrees of isur, and therefore different degrees of the level of koyach that he has to go and be chalitz. So don't use a chalitza for the achoyos to part of the tzarois. However, if you're talking about the regular, the first level, means just the achoyos themselves, without the chalitz, without the tzarois, then each one's chalitza, you do not need a chalitza ma'aliyah. Whatever power he has to do a chalitza is enough. So therefore, one can go and give across the board to all three. It's chalitza psula. He doesn't hold chalitza psula by achoyos. He only holds chalitza psula when you get to the next level, and you get to the tzarois.